So you got your book today. You actually have it in your hands.
Yep.
Now, do you go through the whole book and make sure there's nothing wrong, like a misspelling on page 17 or?
I guess I will later, but we have like a million different editors. So they go through it. They have a bunch of editors. They send it to me. I go through it. Then they go through it again. I mean, it went through a process back and forth. And then I gave it to a couple of friends of mine who are editors, and they caught some stuff. So we just did it so many times. So at this point, if there's any misspellings or anything wrong with it, mm-hmm. we deserve it.
How many pages?
I don't know. Should I get it and look?
Yes.
It's not a lot of pages.
Yeah, go get it. I want to see it.
All right. Okay, hang on.
75 years later.
Okay, so here's my book.
Okay.
It's called Celebritocracy.
Okay. Is that a word?
No, I made it up. It's a made up word. It's about, because the book is about celebrities and how they affect our democracy,
mm-hmm.
and how they have their own democracy, and how it's a lot of stuff. Like, for example, like I go into, do you know what happened to the money from Live Aid, for example?
No.
Okay. So Live Aid, they raised $127 million. The money was supposed to go towards Ethiopia and famine, mm-hmm. but that's not where it went. The president or the prime minister, the dictator in charge of Ethiopia, took the money, $127 million, turned that money over to the Russians, bought $127 million worth of military equipment, which he used to then turn around and kill his own people.
Is your photo on the book?
Of course it is.
Okay, so let me see your photo on the book.
Okay, it's on the very last page about the author.
Oh, so it's not on like the cover.
No, why would it be on the cover? No, this is the cover. This is the cover.
Well, it could be on the back.
It's not on the back. The back has its own like artwork and
it should have you, because then you can take it up to the counter when you buy it and just like lay it down and have them ring it up and just go, notice anything about that? No,
I could just like turn it to the back and be like, oh, look, she looks familiar. Well, you know, here's the problem. Here's the real problem. This picture's so old that even if it was on the cover,
right,
they'd be like, this isn't you.
Right.
They'd be like, you know, it was me 10 years ago.
You're not getting into the club because that's a fake ID.
I mean, the Photoshop alone on here looks nothing like me. I have to convince people. I'd have to show my ID that it matches the name on here.
Okay, so there's Barnes & Noble. You can go to Barnes & Noble. Will you go buy your book?
Yeah, I always go buy a copy because I like to support myself. But I, you know, you can get on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com, and I buy a couple of copies there, and I send them to people as gifts, whether they want them or not. Like, hi, happy birthday, here's my book.
Yeah, I always wondered that about bands and authors. Did they go buy their own music at the store and go, hey, look at this, this is me on here?
I don't know if you can buy, I guess I can go to a store and legitimately buy a couple of copies, of course, but if you go and you buy a bunch of copies and give it out, it's there's something illegal about that. I forget what it is, but it's the book equivalent of payola in radio.
Oh, so I can't go buy 10 copies of it and sell it for $19?
Okay, first of all, you can't resell it. No, that you definitely can't do that. But you can go buy 10 copies. Yeah, I just can't go buy like a couple of hundred copies because then on BookScan, it looks like, oh, well, they sold hundreds of copies, but they sold it. They sold it to the author. So it's not legit.
Oh, so that's why they sent you a box today.
Right. That's why I get a box of what they call author copies.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you write a book and if you're with a legitimate publisher, they send you the author copies, which is what, well, this might be a galley. So sometimes they send you a galley, which is like a book in progress. And sometimes they send you the actual book. This might be the actual book. I haven't spoken to my publisher yet.
But you don't even
the
know.
The reason why, I don't even know, but I think it's the actual book because I know that it's a paperback. So you asked me how many pages it has. It's not really a lot of pages. I mean, the whole book is, yeah, it's 132 pages. I mean, you can read that in an hour. Well, you can't, but most people
it's
can.
It's going to take me the latter part of 2020 to finish that book.
Well, you know, if you read a page a day, it'll take you 132 days. Pretty easy. You
so
can do that.
It's going to be available on Kindle so you can get it on your Kindle and all the things where you read books.
So I learned this also. I never knew this. Doing an audiobook, it's not like you just do an audiobook. It's not like you say, okay, I'll do an audiobook. It's not up to you. The audiobook people have to want your book as part of their catalog. So it's a big deal when you're asked to do an audiobook. Mm-hmm. And my publisher was like, you know, I know you're in radio and you can read a book real good and stuff like that, but don't get your hopes up because the content of your book and the, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. So I already resigned myself to the fact that I was not going to do an audiobook. And then I got a call from my publisher just a couple of weeks ago. He was like, guess what? One of the audiobook companies wants it. So we're going to do an audiobook. So I'm excited for that. So if you don't feel like reading the book yourself, I will read it to you.
When can we get it?
Well, it's available right now on pre-order. Mm-hmm. And then it comes out in July, which is only in a couple of weeks. So there you go.
Okay. So you actually want people to buy it now?
I do. Yeah. If you go to Amazon or if you go to barnesandnoble.com, or I think the publisher, Post Hill Press, probably has copies there. But it's so much easier just to stick in your cart on Amazon. Mm-hmm. The book is called Celebritocracy. And I think it's, I'm really proud of it. This is my seventh book, and it's the one I think I'm the most proud of out of all of them.
Can you believe that's seven books?
God, no, I can't believe it.
That's crazy.
I know. Yeah, it's crazy. I understand.
I have not even read seven books my whole life.
Right.
You have written seven books. I have not read seven books.
That's true. Well, and this one, you don't even have to worry about reading it. You can just do the audiobook and I'll read it to you.